Breaking news. Governor Cuomo going for the hat trick.
Yeah, how many sex allegations does it make for him now?
The hat trick is three.
Now we're going to three.
We're going for three, so it's next.
4-3!
I just heard that. I was like, oh my gosh.
And this guy is such a fucking Fredo piece of shit. He's this wannabe tough guy. You know, back in the days when the mafia was around, that's me. I like to allude to that whole thing to cover up the fact that I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I got no fucking clue, and if you call me out on it, I'm gonna talk shit. I'm gonna talk like a tough guy, like I'm fucking big, like I'm the big deal. I'm gonna dip my dick in a fucking jar of Prego, and I'm gonna let the intern suck it off.
Yeah, and ask him to play Naked Twister.
Yeah. Hey, you like strip poker? Hey, let me kiss your face over there, yeah, doll.
Come on over here and sit on my lap and swallow the whole sausage.
New York City is so progressive. I love it. I love how progressive it is. I love the people.
This Mayor Cuomo,
I love
so
the
funny.
Ranting homeless people and the streets filled with shit.
Governor Cuomo. And then, of course, Bill de Blasio, he's trying to fucking save face in New York with the deaths of the nursing homes.
Oh, yeah. Old Wilhelm Helmut. Like, fucking, what was his fucking original name?
I don't know. He was some communist organizer down in South America when he was a kid.
I wish I had that. Days. Bill de Blasio is not his real name.
Yeah, it's his mom. De Blasio is actually his mom's last name.
Yeah.
I forget what his real first name is. Maybe we look that up real quick.
Yeah, maybe. Let's find out. It's Uber. It's one of the names where you hear that. It's like, well, maybe not that guy. Yeah,
John Smith.
Yeah, sorry, not trying to be a Germanic-style xenophobe. Here, but there, you know, you guys want to harp about Nazis all the fucking time.
De Blasio, real name, Warren Wilhelm Jr.
Come on,
that would be Bill's real name, Warren Wilhelm Jr. So, yeah, that's pretty far from Bill De Blasio,
Mr. Wilhelm. That's your man.
I was in South of America, helping the citizens.
Where'd he go? It was like, it's this town that has a lot of Germanic architecture. It's really confusing. It happened after World War II. I don't know why they made such a rapid change.
Argentina is a crazy place.
Yeah. Yeah, parts of Brazil,
seems
too.
Seems like a lot of German folk here.
Yeah. Oh, Grandpapa. Yeah, it was like, it's just a painting of some guy in like an SS outfit. Like,
what's the language down here? Spanish and German. Mostly German. But yeah, Bill, Wilhelm.
Wilhelm.
Wilhelm. Oh, yeah. That's the Lederhosen, yeah, and eat the sausages.
The Wilhelm thinks he is the Dirty Harry.
Oh, you want to touch my monkey?
Undusen.
Now, this is the part of Sprockets where we dance.
Yeah, grab your Lederhosen, yeah. So yeah, Bill de Blasio.
Yeah, good news about The good thing about the Democrats are they'll turn on anybody, even themselves in their own party.
Yeah.
Not did the Bill de Blasio I'm with the governor. You know, we may have made some decisions that were wrong. No, he's like, I ain't got nothing to do with it. He's a bully. He made me do it. Like, come on.
Really? That's your excuse? He made me do it?
He made me do it.
He made me do it.
He told me I had to do it. And I just said, okay, while I was out painting Black Lives Matter in front of the Trump Tower.
It's political theater, and it's not high-quality theater. It's like, you know, you remember the play you did in middle school? That equates to our politics in this current time.
Yeah, especially in New York right now.
Yeah, especially old fucking wrinkle bag trying to get his dick wet everywhere he can. And attaching himself to this faux moralistic movement. It's insane. Yeah.
You gave him an Emmy.
You people can really pick him. You can really pick him out. God, him and Anthony Weiner.
Anthony Weiner. Let's see, Bill de Blasio.
Thank God he was around when the internet was a thing. Otherwise, people wouldn't know about
him. Let's see, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, fucking Beetlejuice. Governor
Whitmer.
Yeah, she looks
like the mummy before the
Governor Whitmer, the Wicked Witch of the North. I mean, the Democrat, Gavin Newsom, you know, Fay Boy of the West.
But then you get the entirety of left-wing media.
And then,
well,
we don't want to forget about Nancy Pelosi, the Wicked Witch of the West. You know, who's getting the ruby slippers in that group?
Somewhere in an attic, there's a portrait of her not aging.
Yeah, so the Democrats, you know, you wear it on your face, all your lies.
Yeah. You know, some of those faces, a little rough, not going to lie.
you continue.
A little hard to look at. Not saying that everybody in politics needs to be attractive, but Jesus, will you at least put some foundation on or something?
No, clear it up. Quit walking around like you've been up for 8 days.
Yeah.
And taking opioids.
You look like a meth addict that died 6 months ago.
You look like a crime scene victim that's been in there for about 6 months.
Yeah. Dude, somebody should have took her out of the oven. What the hell happened?
We found it behind the wall.
I don't even want to play strip poker with this chick.
Yeah, so there you go. Fucking comb
over. Third allegation.
Going for the hat trick. But yeah, old comb over. Here we are with the endless cavalcade of the circus of the Democrats.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that his true colors are finally coming out, because these people are like, hey, I wrote a book about a pandemic that I didn't fix.
That's right. I wrote a book about it, why we were still in it, and how I fixed it.
I killed all the old people. I survived. I won the pandemic.
Breaking from the BBC News, a very close call for Lady Gaga's doll worker tells of ordeal.
No, really.
But the dogs have been...
Shit for dogs.
Her dogs have been returned safely.
Cool.
You know, obviously...
Don't harm animals, but...
Yeah.
You know, come on.
Well, fuck the humans.
Who gives a shit about a lady who wears a meat suit and that's clearly right. mentally ill?
Apparently he wasn't a good enough dog walker. He let those dogs get stolen.
Yeah, he's no Caesar Milan. Caesar Milan with a throat chop.
Yeah.
Throat chop that guy immediately.
Well,
I'm not being aggressive, I'm being dominant.
Taylor Swift criticizes Netflix show for deeply sexist joke. I have no idea what that's about.
I don't want to push any buttons. I don't care.
Of course, Cuomo says he's been being playful. He was being playful.
He's being playful.
I was just being playful.
I was just trying to diddle some chicks. I was just being like, hey, oh, I'm that crazy guy that wants to finger you. Come on.
I'm your uncle just grabbing your ass.
I was just being playful. Could you imagine if a Republican said that?
But he may have been insensitive.
A little bit.
He could have been a little insensitive.
All right.
That's sad. Such a nice guy.
It's too bad all conservatives love sexism. Otherwise, they could come to defend people like that and say that he's a store brand jar of Alfredo sauce and he's just a walking little scumbag that was irrelevant years ago and never should have gotten the place that he was at. And you could talk all you want with him and his brother pinching each other's nipple rings and sucking each other off. But, you know, you guys are fucking useless. All one person did was hide in a basement for a couple weeks while the other guy kills old people. Mm-hmm. Wow, you guys are fucking accomplished.
And then Bill de Blasio lets it happen, and then, like, I didn't have nothing to do with that shit. He made me do it. He made me do it.
Yep. He made me.
I'm so sad. I didn't mean to kill people.
He's such a bully, which, you know, I get it. He can be a dick, but maybe learn to stand up for yourself. There, Vilheim.
Yeah, Vilheim.
Maybe get a little more of the Germanic cold personality, you know, type attitude out there, rather than just letting this fucking store brand Luigi walk all over you.
Apparently, the news around ABC is starting to get a little daunting. George Stephanopoulos and David Muir will be splitting the breaking news duties at ABC.
Snuffleupagus having too much trouble keeping up with all the. There's not enough Trump news. That's why he's like, I'm going to split off with someone else. I don't need to sit here. I'm not going to get the viewership I want anymore now that the election's over. So, you know, give part of it to someone else. I'll do something else. Write another book or I'll do another fucking fake debate.
These are all just headlines. I'm not going into these because I'm afraid that the video open and it'll be over.
Oh, yeah. And then top,
from Fox News. Top Biden advisor pushes reputation commission predicts progress breaking down systems. I don't know. That's too vague. Sorry. I just didn't probably read it right. Police investigation of Austin woman's death after finding suspicious something. Should I push the button? Let's push the button. See what happens.
Hopefully it doesn't cut us off.
Let's hope it doesn't. I still got it. We got it. This end from the Austin Daily Herald.
All right. Now that they've thawed out.
Police investigating Austin woman's death after finding suspicious injury. Very interesting.
How'd that make news?
Apparently, Austin Police Department and the Minnesota Bureau of Crime and Operation, BCA, are investigating the death of a 64-year-old Austin woman after finding what has been called a suspicious injury near her left eye. It's very suspicious.
She tried to change her address after she voted.
That's
right. They went and took her out.
Yeah, went to Clinton, showed up.
Yeah.
According to the Austin police captain, Todd Clemen, officers was dispatched at about 8.02 a.m. Friday on a report of a unresponsive adult female who was not breathing in the 1900 block of the 3rd Avenue Northeast in Austin.
Oh,
upon
okay.
arrival.
Isn't that like the main street? That's like one of the main shit, strips. Yeah.
Upon arrival, officers, Austin Fire, and Mayo ambulance personnel attempted life-saving measures to no avail.
Leave it to Texas to try to solve problems with mayonnaise.
I know. The woman was pronounced deceased at 8:31.
Well, that is sad.
APD detectives were called to the scene. After officers observed an injury near the deceased woman's left eye, detectives determined that the injury was suspicious and is not consistent with
what they are observing. Is it blood force trauma? Is it a puncture wound? What is
detectives then contacted the BCA to bring a forensic evidence team to produce the scene, to process the scene due to the suspicious nature of the death. How about that? Well, and that is it. Thank you, Austin Herald.
Well,
apparently they probably want me to subscribe to their paper.
Yeah, most of them do. They're all trying to make a living.
That sounds like it sucks. a breaking Golf Digest. America has a new worst sports franchise. Apparently that must be the NBA because they're showing basketball players. Let's see what the Golf Digest has got. Yeah.
Water polo is doing great. So yeah. I don't know.
Wow, the difference a couple of weeks can make. Back at the start of Friday, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were, statistically speaking, the worst franchise in the history of American sports. Oh, so they're saying there's an underdog. But then the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got Tom Brady. That's how that works. Brazil hospital reached breaking point as health minister blames near COVID, the new COVID virus variant. And there's the Chinese virus, Brazil.
Yeah, haven't heard a lot about the variants. I'm sure they're going to hold that back until the midterms, and then there's going to be a COVID variant.
CNN, constant fear news network here. Let's see, hospitals, ICU have reached their limit across Brazil as health experts and state officials beg the government to impose stricter lockdowns to reduce the COVID transmissions. Well, why don't you clean up your fucking city?
Yeah, Brazil's mildly dangerous.
Open sewers tend not to work.
I'm like, it turns out the gutters were clogged with a dead guy. So we fished him out of there, and you know what? Clean gutters.
Fucking, COVID got into the sewer and fucking somebody went and took a bath.
Who runs Brazil? And then you see Cuomo come back out. I was like, hey, whose ass can I pinch around here?
Hey, let's get over here. Got any old people to kill?
Bluetooth. Sorry, after harping about Trump for years, he's misogynistic. Like, look at all of your fucking people. Yeah, they're great. What happened to the Joe Biden allegations?
Sounds pretty good. Bank robbery and Colts Neck.
Where's that?
I don't know. Let's find out where Colts Neck is.
Colts Neck. Is that near Freehold?
The mask. It's got to be Minnesota or something. No, New Jersey.
Freehold.
It's near Freehold.
Freehold!
Because it's back when I was living in Freehold, next to Colt Neck.
We used to dodge the bank robbers while I wrote shit guitar music.
Bank robbery on Route 34 and Colt Neck was reported to about at 3:22 p.m. stating that the Maskwaskan bank was just robbed with a predatory wearing all black with a red face mask. And I said, born in the USA.
He drove away and he was armed. Jeep.
Obviously, he would be armed with a handgun if he was robbing a bank. I would hope so. The perp. They used actually the perp.
Yeah,
was perp. That a fucking perp? Like 1970s cop show there. Hey, what's the the fucking perp?
Yeah, you need a much bigger mustache to say that word.
In his 30s and was about 6 feet tall. He was only carrying a clipboard. I thought he had a gun.
A clipboard? What is he like?
He was also carrying a clipboard.
Is he census robbing? What is he doing?
He's like, I just wanted to get your opinion here real quick. Can you take a quick survey on how this bank robbery went?
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 5. Yeah.
How
helpful was this bank robbery?
Would you more likely want to be part of this bank robbery again or less? How was your assailant?
Because you got to find out. You need data.
Did you find your assailant friendly or not friendly?
Yeah. you know, he's actually pretty nice. He only shot the person next to me.
But the sad thing is, he only got $600.
$600.
He got $600. He's
going to go to prison for like 15 years.
He was last seen fleeing behind the bank. So there you go.
Still be back there.
So there's some New Jersey news, not too far away from the old boss man himself there in Colts Neck, New Jersey. Got away with $600.
Made off with a good take, man. When you use that, you take that little bit of bank robbery money, and then you start a band, and you sell a few copies, and those few copies, and those few people that listen to it, they rob banks, and they buy a few more copies, and that's how you start a movement, man.
That's how you get a rock and roll record on. Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do. There you have it. Funny news. Let's see. A lot of sports news.
I'm not into sports.
DraftKings here. Gamble your life away.
Yeah.
Now it's online.
Start a new gambling addiction.
Here's DraftKings and whatever other ones there are.
Don't have time to play the nickel slots at Foxwoods? DraftKings. Kings.
That's right. You can just open up your phone and dump your life savings into it.
Already spent all your money on scratch-offs?
Have you spent $400 on scratch-offs today and couldn't figure out another way to break your bank?
Yeah, there's a lady at the store who bought like fucking $200 worth of scratch-offs.
$400 worth of scratch-offs. I was standing there. I was like, holy Christ. So you counted it out in ones.
You're either buying scratch-offs for your entire 23andMe ancestry, or you might have a gambling problem.
Here's some stuff and some regional news here. Fox 13 out of Memphis reports... gets real. Epidemic of violence grips Memphis with record-breaking number of homicides. That's not really breaking news in Memphis.
No, it's not. It's nothing new.
They've always had a record number of homicides.
Shooting in the south side of Chicago. Oh, my God.
Apparently, COVID's making everybody crazy and want to shoot everybody. Let's see. The city is in the midst of a global deadly pandemic. The city is already in the midst of a global and deadly COVID-19 pandemic.
Right. You always have to hammer that point home.
That has done more than just disrupt normal routines.
Oh, really?
The virus may have fueled a record-breaking year of homicides in the city for 2020.
Yeah.
Herman Wright's family, a victim of the violence. Wright was gunned down while sitting on a porch last fall, just sitting there having some tea. And Fox 13 spoke to his sister, Sheila Jackson. Her response expressed the real and raw emotions of losing her brothers to violence.
Well, unfortunately, that's not breaking
what
news.
The,
that's something
would
that's
piss
been going
off
on
us
for a very
off
long time.
That much. Yeah. What the? I guess it'd be what the fuck would piss you off that much that you just killed somebody, Jackson said. Apparently COVID did.
Yep.
But yeah, so COVID's causing a lot of homicides now. Not only is it killing you inside, but it is sending lone gunmen to shoot you down on your porch.
Well, you know, all the Capitol rioters, as much as I don't agree with what they did, that's not a right-wing terrorist group when you sit through years of fucking tear shit down because of Antifa and BLM. And now it's not just three blocks in the city. You refuse to watch the videos, and then you still want to push this fucking pseudo-morality point. And then when it comes to your own people getting elected and the same thing happening, it's not there. The problem's not there. Put my blinders on, turn the other way now. Doesn't cause problems if I choose not to see them.
Well, here's the other part she brought up. So Jackson said that she believes two obstacles stand in the way of her family getting justice. No one will talk to investigators. Must be that kind
of
neighborhood.
You know, one life is too many. We need to shut down all of the businesses. We need to stop doing everything because one life is too many. We need to put all the old people together in nursing homes. We need to drive people insane to the point where they kill each other because one life is too many from COVID.
Yeah, so she continues on to say, and COVID-19 is impacting the Memphis Police Department. They had quite a few officers out sick, so it meant shifting people around and stuff and taking on extra, she said. So basically you got people who, well, the first obstacle was that nobody wants to talk to investigators.
Yeah, that's
kind of an inconsistent. But they're short on police, so you can send police that nobody's going to talk to.
Right. They're going to be like, I didn't see anything.
I didn't see nothing.
Yep.
I didn't see Tyrone run down the street.
Nope.
He wasn't there.
That's part of the, yeah, it's a cultural problem. Same thing there, like it is in, you know, Chicago and stuff, is when the police get there and they do try to investigate, it's like, nope, I didn't see anything. Because, I mean, it's, you know, it's understandable, partially, because you don't want to bring unnecessary attention to yourself.
I mean, I feel sad for, you know, her family. And,
it's horrible.
It's terrible, you know, I don't... But but this is what happens with this movement and this, you know, let's cut the police department's budget. And it says, so how much does law enforcement blame COVID-19 for the violence that has caused over 330 homicides in Memphis last year? That's a lot. I don't know what Nashville is, but I think that's a lot more than Nashville.
Yeah, I would assume so, yeah.
Let's see what the mayor's got to say about this. Mayor Chris Moffitt of Memphis. This is the mayor. Major Chris Moffitt of the Memphis Homicide Homicide Bureau said that the
Homicide Bureau. Okay.
I'm sorry, I said
I thought
mayor,
you were talking about
major.
The mayor. I was like, why is the mayor?
I did say mayor
rank?
First. But I had to back up because my brain said mayor.
Yeah, that's cool.
said that the pandemic does play a role. As to what extent I could tell you, Moffitt said, I will leave it up to the academics to debate that.
Yeah.
So he's like, fuck off.
Yeah,
you're
little,
defunding
little
me.
Fuck you
you're
there,
defunding
yeah.
me. You know, I'm trying to help people and you don't want to give me any money.
Right.
I still have a job to do in the meantime. So basically, I'm not saying anything. You go make up your own decision.
You guys are fucking this up. So you want to, you fix your own fight. In the meantime, I'm going to be trying to solve murders. Yeah.
Let's get the scientists on this. Fox 13 reached out to criminologist Richard Rosenfield, a professor at the University of Missouri St. Louis campus. So we just call up St. Louis.
Yep.
See what they got to say about the Memphis murders,
homicide
rate. Now, the pandemic has done a number of on policing, as it has other political. Yes, I'm sorry, I'm Joe Biden. I got a fucking stutter. All right.
So and you know, when the thing.
I'm just saying, Stacey Jordan.
Okay.
I'm getting lost. Hold on. Anyway, public servants. Another public service. So COVID, the pandemic has really put a damper on public service. Rosenfeld said police officers have been out on quarantine because they have the virus or they've been exposed to someone, often a colleague, with the virus. I'm thinking they just have the blue flu.
It gets to a certain point where you want to use a department like that for political purposes, I kind of don't blame them.
See, those who remain on the job, they are been subject to a social distancing requirement on their distinction to maintain distance between themselves and people on the street. So basically, like, I'm not getting out of the car.
They just roll down the window. Somebody,
knock it
that's
off.
Why the bank robber got away. Yeah, this cop was like, hey, get back here.
Where you going? Where you going? No, don't run.
Just throwing coffee cups at him as he walks away.
Hitting him with a Dunkin' Donuts bag.
Get back here. Just driving slowly behind him. Whoop, whoop. I'm like, stop.
Memphis BD told Fox 13 it had 366 officers test positive for COVID-19 from the beginning of the pandemic. That's not too bad. The whole pandemic since... beginning of pandemic to February. Oh, the beginning of
many Russian Olympians that were
doping. So you had one officer call out every day, basically, for a year.
Right. And not spread out evenly.
Which is
like
just completely shutting down the police department. If the pandemic sidelined is also outreach to those who will likely commit crimes. Pastor Rick Floyd, let's get the pastor in, said the street ministry dropped by more than a third. Well, I wonder why. People getting shot.
Yeah.
It's easier to get people to overcome a fear of gangs, and then it was we're getting people to overcome a pandemic, Floyd said. Gangs, roving gangs get a little crazy.
Yeah,
Floyd said he thinks a lot of the murders are due to drug wars and drug territory. Wow.
Compelling. He should be on the Bruce Springsteen podcast.
And the Obama podcast. Yeah. They can just get that
out
there.
I don't know
who
runs that fucking thing.
Fox 13 asked Pastor Floyd why the fear of the virus did not seem to deter the organized crime. They capitalized...
They're not afraid of the virus.
They capitalized on the rules.
They're not the type.
And are not known for obeying the rules. Criminals don't obey rules.
That could have summed up the entire fucking article in one sentence.
This is shocking revelation.
Crime bad. Criminals no follow rules. They are now
for finding the loopholes and breaking the rules. Man, criminals, man, that fucking guys are getting smarter. Getting smarter.
Motherfuckers.
COVID-19 has been blamed for changing the rules of normal life, breaking records for violence and breaking the hearts of families. Violence in the hearts of families is.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. It's been the same fucking issue it's been forever, and they're just trying to find new ways to talk about it. It gets old. I mean, it's sad, you know, and you want to hear about it when it does happen because you don't want to let the issue slip through the cracks with everything else, but we're kind of talking about the same things over and over, and nobody's really changing anything.
Nobody's really doing anything.
It's a cultural issue. It's not a race issue. There's no immutable quality difference between, you know, the violence. It's something cultural that they've dealt with for a while, and nobody wants to address the elephant in the room because they want to make it about immutable qualities and make it about race, thus preventing anything from actually getting done. So the fucking Democrats have no benefit being in these areas. Like, a lot of these places with these bad cultural issues are in blue cities.
Yeah, it's the truth.
You know, and for as much as they harp about all this shit, they're really bad at fucking preventing it.
Sheila Jackins continues on, says, I know there is a lot going on. I know I know the pandemic. I know there are other murders. There are other cases. But, you know, when it's your family, that crap hits hard, Sheila Jackson said.
Yep,
sure it does. Her family celebrated her brother's birthday this month, hoping a $6,000 reward will help authorities find her killer. So if you know anything about Sheila Jackson's dad getting killed on the porch, maybe you should reach out to the Memphis Police Department.
Yeah, you should. Don't play that like, I ain't no snitch, man. Like, fuck you. You're going to end up in prison, too.
Snitches get stitches. Yeah, why don't you go?
You're already on the way down. You might as well do one good fucking thing on your way down. You're already going to do what you're going to do. So you might as well help this person out because he wasn't, you know, he had nothing to do with anything.
He didn't have nothing to do with any of it. Who knows? Maybe he did. We don't know the whole story. But
yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
But still.
You can find that out later. But if not, we're working from that assumption right now. So if not, like, you know, just fucking let it go.
You know. So, you know, here's some Cleveland news from Cleveland.com. Man shot to death after breaking into ex-girlfriend's home in Cleveland Broadway Slavic Village neighborhood.
Slavic.
Cleveland, Ohio woman's ex-boyfriend was shot to death by her child's father after breaking into
the
home
on
the city's east side. Police said the shooting happened at about 5:30 a.m. February 21st. Cleveland Police spokeswoman Sergeant Jennifer, can't say her last name, so I'm just going to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Details about the fatal shooting were released.
Well, you don't want to dox people.
I don't want to. Officers went to the home on the 4,000 block of East 57th Street, just north of Harvard Avenue in the city's Broadway Slavic Village neighborhood, and found a man suffering multiple gunshot wounds at the top of a staircase. Police officer Jennifer said paramedics took the man to Metro Health, where he died.
Damn.
Investigators at the house learned that the man who had died was the female's resident's ex-boyfriend. He came to the house the day before and assaulted her. Policewoman Jennifer said...
Yeah, he came back and he got shot.
Policewoman Jennifer said that the woman's child's father came to stay with her at the house, the baby daddy, in case the ex-boyfriend returned. When the ex-boyfriend came in the house early on February 21st, he was met by the woman's child's father.
Baby daddy got shot in the fucking
chest. And policewoman Jennifer said that the two argued and the boyfriend got shot.
Good. Right. I've been in similar positions to the point where I was like, if it comes down to this point, like, I'm going to defend myself and other people. Like, it's not, you know, people like that, like, if they really want to come back, fuck them.
Yeah, the woman's baby daddy said surrender to the police and turned over his gun at the shooting scene. Policewoman Jennifer said he was arrested but later released pending further investigation.
Yeah, just had to figure out if he...
I'm sure it was probably in self-defense.
Yeah, they had to figure that part out.
It's possible that the fatal shooting will be ruled a justifiable based on Ohio Castle doctrine.
Ooh, Ohio's got the Castle doctrine. Well, he doesn't have as much to worry about then. Because otherwise, like, if it's a state, like, if you're in Massachusetts, they hate it when, or California, they really hate it when you defend yourself.
Right.
You're supposed to run away. You're supposed to just perpetually run away and then the government does nothing because they don't care about you, and then you just move on. You just deal with it. It's a problem when there's a victim. Blame the victim.
Blame the victim.
How dare you defend yourself?
So that was pretty.
So good thing they had that squared away.
Do, 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 do. Let's see.
What are you gonna do? Shoot me? Like quotes of a man who was shot.
Do, 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 do. I don't know. I got time.
Run out of relevant news.
Walter Berry seized guns while breaking up crowd Friday night.
Are we done bombing hospitals in Syria?
I guess so. That's sports. Record-breaking performance yields weekly league for honor. It's police find skeletal remains off Scranton Connector.
Have fun sorting out those bones. Like, I don't know whose is whose.
This is Joe Biden. It's Joe Biden. We found Joe Biden.
He's still alive. I don't know. This is scientifically impossible, but he's still alive.
Glynn County police officer came across human skeletal remains just after midnight Sunday while investigating a report of dumping in the woods.
Damn,
they're son. Off of the 200 block of Scranton Connector, according to
up-and-coming area.
Dunder Mifflin. To a police report, according to the police report. The area where the officer found the skeletal remains at around 12:19 a.m. appeared to be possibly a homeless camp.
Oh.
Police reported, so some old guy died.
So some homeless person got murdered outside the homeless camp, got in a tiff with somebody else.
Over a fucking half-eaten sandwich. A small tent was pitched nearby. That's what she said.
How about I pitch a tent and I give you a nice sausage?
The officer made a rough estimate.
He's really hard to work for.
Yeah, it's so difficult. He's always grabbing my butt.
He's always trying to put his wiener in my ear. I need the job. So.
The officer made a rough estimate that the body had been there between several months. The body had been there between several months. That's exactly what that says.
So they probably
between several months.
It got covered up by the snow.
Yeah, and up to a year. It could be up to a year, the report said. It was located in a small wooded area between Glen Place Mall and some bank. Police said. Maybe the one I got robbed in New Jersey. The remains were partially clothed and lightly covered with leaves. I'm sure just probably because the leaves blew over top of him.
Georgia
Bureau of Investigation. I guess apparently this is Georgia.
Oh.
Went with Scranton. I was like, okay.
Wait a minute. I've just learned that there is a Scranton in Georgia.
Yeah. Just want to make sure. Okay.
After all the Pennsylvania jokes.
I'm going back to make sure my brain didn't tell me that it said Scranton. It says Scranton. All right. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation, Assistant County Police, police have not made a positive identification on the remains. Police have determined that the deceased was from out of town. Foul play is not suspected.
You ain't from around here, are you?
Apparently, you ain't from around here, are you? Let's see. Tom Wolf lifts restrictions on out-of-state travel.
Okay.
Good. United Airlines. UPS order for Boeing 737 MAX jets by 25.
They got to get rid of those MAX 8s somehow.
You got to get the 77.
It's just packages. Who cares if it skids off the runway?
Yeah. There's just two guys in there.
Yeah. You took the job. You wanted that pension. You're going to die with a bunch of Amazon packages.
Doo-doo.
It's nothing but just lamps and dildos and another random shit and a rug.
Vibrators. And then goes like,
you get suffocated by a bag of bird seed that somebody ordered.
Oh, good news. Nike's record-breaking marathon shoe just got more comfortable. There you go. They
started whipping the small children.
They started
harder.
Beating the kids harder.
Yeah, they really Biden,
softer shoe for you.
Yeah, hey, I wanna talk to Malaysia. Those guys need to step it up. They're not comfortable. They hurt my feet.
Tell Nike to talk to Skechers. They got that memory foam in there. I like that.
Yeah, they probably just stole the patent.
Let's see. First Hyde Hotel and residence to be developed in Mexico. There you go, getting a new hotel in Mexico.
Hey.
DraftKings. DraftKings Nation.
Yeah.
Blow your money. It's like every third fucking breaking news on here. I don't know what that means.
Pushing that pretty hard, yeah.
I know. Camera shows suspect stealing cash. Destroys door inside Golden Theater.
Where's the Golden Theater?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
News is reporting that.
I don't know where these locations are. This isn't regional news. Where is this?
It's everywhere. I just put it in breaking news.
We thought it was Pennsylvania. We were talking about fucking Georgia the entire time.
Oh. Breaking the binary by coming out as trans scientists.
Okay.
Let's see what that's all about. Nature.com here. All right. Well, accept your cookies.
Now
breaking the binary by coming out as trans scientists. Institution needs experts in radical justice and queer liberation to shoulder the burden of advocating for scientists from underrepresented groups, says Robin Aguilera.
Well,
that sounds pretty fascinating.
You have transgender scientists, but if you're trying to bring gender studies into literal science and biology, then we enjoy that fucking road. Just keep it where it is.
This is like somebody's like story. I'm not going to read this. This is like somebody. I was walking on stage and I could hear the floor crack as I came up on stage. I don't know. So I'm not going to read this. Sounds retarded. Breaking Bad's most bizarre death scenes.
All right. Yeah.
Screen Rant. The California home Byron Carlston built during Breaking Bad lists for $4.99 million.
Damn.
So if you're looking to buy his house.
In the middle of the meth desert. You have a house that's worth that fucking much.
Apparently, huge sheet of ice drifts across Lake Michigan after breaking away from Chicago, like everybody else.
All right,
it's probably afraid of getting shot.
Iceberg right ahead! Shoot it!
Shoot it! Fucking ices. Enough of the news. That's all we got. I'm just sitting here just kind of ranting, chit-chatting, 30 minutes.
Yeah, of that.
Of us reading the news. And we're not, just don't get us wrong, you know, we don't think it's cool that people get killed. All right? You know?
No, that's not a thing.
But, the way the news spins it, that's kind of how I look at it. But listen to what they're saying.
Yeah.
You know? And how they're talking around what's really going on. And things that we already know. So,
now if that's all you reduce it down to is like this makes fun of people dying, well then go make some fucking drive-by comment on Reddit. Like
it's really more about the
waste your time somewhere else.
It's really more about making fun of the news.
Yeah. If you don't get it, you don't get it. Fuck off.
That's right. Well, good news: black-owned beauty brands and founders breaking billion-dollar barriers.
Ooh.
Good.
We got Aunt Jemima hairspray. What do they got?
I don't know. Aunt Jemima's Gorilla Glue hairspray.
Do not put that in your hair.
Do not put that in your hair.
Neither of us are scientists, but I can tell you, don't put that shit in your hair. That stuff held a car mirror on.
I know.
Of mine like, for years.
I know. That's,
it's effective.
It's the real deal. Super glue. Not just mildly
not
super.
Not a good idea for it's the skin. Not just, it's not a good skin product.
It's not just mildly gluish.
No, not mild at all.
It's not like you got the bottle of Elmer's and you're smearing it on your hand and peeling skin off your hand and scaring.
Like let's say you know
the
you
girl next to you in the third grade class. But I'm pulling the skin off. Oh my god, it's so gross. Throw it at him.
Now you can have a toupee never want to take off. You're like, let's say you went out and bought a wig, and you're like, hey, this is never going to leave my head.
Murray's wigs. Don't even come off in water.
Yeah. I can swim in this. looks like a wet beaver. What the hell's wrong with you? Why'd you buy that thing? If you're bald, you're bald.
It's okay. It's okay. It happens. The thing about being a man, sometimes you go bald. Sometimes you get to keep your hair. There you have it. That's all I got for tonight. How about you, Jason?
Hair. I don't know. Hair.
You got more hair than me.
I knew one guy that was in my unit that I think he was 25 or 26, and he had like salt and pepper, like straight salt and pepper hair. It was just one of those genetic things. Like you didn't. You
know. A guy in my senior class, this guy named Charlie, he pretty much was losing his hair. He had like the 50-year-old fucking half ball headed by like when he was like 18.
Yeah, I've seen people like that. Look at this one guy.
Where's all your hair going, man?
This one guy I went to trade school with, and he looked like he was either 19 or 47. Like, I couldn't really tell. He looked like Louis C.K. just got out of a wind tunnel. He had, like, the same, like, receding, like, ginger hairline, and he was kind of, like, fatting out there, like, hey, you know, like, hey. And he was always sweating. He would sweat, like, it would be like 40 degrees in the shop, and he'd be like in a tank top sweating. But he had, like, receding hairline. I was like, he's only 19. Like, that's not.
I was.
That's unfortunate.
I think it was like we went between like our junior year and we came back and I hadn't seen him in a while. I'm like, whoa, wow, what happened over the summer? you cut your hair different?
Yeah, so early male pattern baldness, very unfortunate.
Very unfortunate, so. But they have ways to fix that now. You can be like Ted Danson.
Ted Danson.
And look like Frankenstein. I squared it off, or Joe Biden, you know, the American people still own Joe Biden's hair.
Yeah, it's in a museum next to Kennedy's brain.
I mean, he's been in public service forever, so we paid for that shitty-ass plug job he got.
Yeah.
Didn't make him any smarter, did it?
No. You paid for it, Corn Pop. Now clap, you bastards.
It's not clap. I'm just saying, Stacey Thompson.
She got it going on?
She's... Anybody seen my pen? It's like 4 minutes. They don't even let me like talk 4 minutes, and they drag him out. They're like, get him out of here.
Put him in the back.
He's slipping. He's got a teleprompter in front of him. Can't keep up with it. it's just like the world is laughing. We are all laughing at this guy. And every time he gets up, I just go. All right, so fire up the gaff factory.
Yeah.
Here comes Joe.
I'm just glad we have a much more coherent replacement from Trump because, you know, he used to say crazy stuff. I'm glad that Biden is a very coherent adult.
I'm glad he just, just speaks reason.
Glad he doesn't do any of
those
things.
Makes me feel safe and good.
And, you know, you don't want to take cheap shots. Totally. You don't want to pick out all the stupid stuff he says. You know, and just make fun of that. But somebody did it for 4 years, so
you know
it might happen.
You know, we bombed Syria to Joe told Iran they need to watch their step.
The guy
so we bombed Syria and then told Iran to watch their step.
The guy that all the blue haired cunts were fucking screaming about how he's got the nuclear codes and didn't spark any conflict. For four fucking years outside of drone bombing fucking some dirtbag.
Some dirtbag. Soleimani. And Baghdadi got Baghdadi too.
And then Biden gets in for like 2 months and we're already fucking bombing Syria
again. And then threatening Iran.
Yeah.
Right after, like, look, Iran, see what we did over here to Syria?
Which you little fuck faces panicked when Trump was giving Iran shit because they are a pile of dicks. They're shitty people. But not all of them. But I'm just saying, their government.
Their government is terrible.
Absolute shit.
It's a shit show over there. And I feel bad for the average Iranian citizen who.
They're hard on them as you should be. But now it's different. When Trump was doing it, it's bad. We're gonna start a war with Iran. And then 2 months in, bombing Syria, giving Iran shit, and then it's like, well, not here. I'm gonna turn this way now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about all the horrible things Trump used to say.
Yeah, there's Joe. He didn't even probably know what happened. They're probably like, Joe, we're going to bomb Syria. You said syrup on the pancakes? I love it.
You know, you had that Aunt Jemima is just as smart as a regular syrup.
Just regular, that Mrs. Butterworth. Yeah. I like Country Kitchen.
Uncle Ben, he plays some good blues music. Let me tell you. Yeah.
I saw him once.
I heard him. He was on the podcast with Obama and Bruce Springsteen.
God, Uncle Ben,
they had Uncle Ben out there playing blues music. Uncle and I
Ben's
said, that's wonderful.
Play some blues for us and cook some rice.
And I said that Bruce Springsteen was an inspiration to whatever generation exists now.
No. You should listen to Bruce Springsteen. But yeah, that's where we're at with Joe. Thank God we have Joe.
That's where we're at, but that's not where it's going to end.
It's not where it's going to end. You know, Joe's slipping every day. Every day gets
a little closer to dying of COVID, mysteriously.
A little further
in the night.
Away
yeah.
from reality. And, you know, you always
a little bit closer to waking up in the morning and having, like, it's President Kamala, always has been.
Yeah. I figured out, like, you know, Joe's getting ready to fucking, like, slip out when he starts blinking a lot. Like, you watch him, he'll start blinking a lot, and I'm like, uh-oh,
yeah, that's
he's
fluttering. That's his methodology to trying to stay awake.
He's fluttering.
Yeah, he's trying to reset himself.
He's like, I'm like, oh, no, he's going down, folks. That's the signal. He's SOSing to his yeah. hammers. He's SOSing to his hammers.
What are three short blinks, two long blinks, and three short blinks? Oh, shit, we got to get him off stage.
I don't know. He said something about get kids.
Yeah. Yeah, something about not being allowed near a school. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Anyway, that's us. We thought we'd do a little extra. We have lots of content.
Why not?
Why not? The more content, the better. I guess we should promote this stupid thing.
Yep.
You can always listen to it on all your favorite podcasts.
Apple Podcasts. Other. I don't know what other is. It's plenty.
Google Podcast, Outcast, FM Radio, I guess. I think it's one of them.
We're relatively on YouTube. Like, we're not all the way.
You're a WordPress person, we've hit the WordPress, so you can find us there now.
There you go.
Which will just lead you to Spotify, so awesome.
So just go on Spotify.
That's right. And you can watch the little stupid videos on YouTube. I've chopped those up. And
some of them are pretty funny.
Have not been kicked off
funny.
Yet, so
we try to keep it within the limits.
We try to, you know.
That's not where the podcast ends, but you start there. I'm like, we sound pretty coherent. Yeah. Let's throw that on the old YouTube. But once it starts getting a little off the rails, we move it out and get it onto the international waters of Anchor.
But as our 13 listeners out there, if you want to help support the podcast, you need to like, share,
subscribe.
I don't know what else to tell you, but that's how it kind of works. Comments. You can make comments in YouTube. I leave that open up.
I won't read
them. We may read them day.
We may go through and read some of them, but it's not going to be for the reasons that you wanted to.
Not going to be because we're going to be friendly about it.
But we'll see. I don't really follow. I don't let it dictate where.
Definitely not. But
what I talk about or what I think.
As in the restaurant business, whenever we read comment cards, we always called them the funny papers.
You start off with the comment section.
Thank
you
for ruining my life. It was the worst steak ever. The potatoes tasted like hard boiled rocks. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's how you do it. I mean, you can actually subscribe to this podcast. And
you can.
You can.
If you dare.
You can actually support it by actually, if you wanted to, like, kick us $5 a month.
Yeah.
On 50 cents. Anchor.
Or, yeah, anything.
You know? But the more you share this and listen, get more people listening, we'll make $20.
Spread the message. We'll have a Springsteen on here yelling Freehole before
Freehole! And Barack. Barack telling about the mean streets of Honolulu. So there's different ways you can support the old podcast. Or like I said, just listen, share, like, spread it to your neighbors, annoy them. Anyway, that's all I got. I'm out. So I'll give you my peace.
And we'll see you on the next one.